welcome to the American Culture Podcast. In this program, we look at the effects of the Cold War on international relations between the Soviet Union, China, and the United States. We will have a summary of the chapter and some hints for the test next week. First, a summary of the chapter, an end to Cold War. In 1963, the United States and the Soviet Union signed a treaty where they promised to stop testing nuclear weapons underwater or in the atmosphere. They also set up a telephone hotline between the United States and the Soviet Union so that leaders could speak directly and contact each other quickly and easily in the case of a crisis. In 1967, there was a war between Israel and Egypt, but because of the telephone hotline, the United States and Soviet Union were able to avoid entering a new war, despite their alliances. Like a complete unknown, like a rolling... In 1972, U.S. President Richard Nixon flew to Moscow to sign the Strategic Arms Limitations Treaty, or the SALT Treaty. This was done in order to slow down the arms race, save money, and make the chance of war less likely. This treaty decided things such as what kind of missiles either country could have, how many they could have, and how many submarines they were allowed to fire missiles from. These steps were part of a plan to reduce tension between countries and improve international relations after the Cold War, called détente. At first, China did not like this plan, but in 1970, the Chinese government invited an American table tennis team to play there, a sign that China was willing to settle their differences with the U.S. In 1971, the United States agreed to allow China into the United Nations, and in the following years, the United States and China had many agreements on trade and other matters. However, as relations improved between China and the United States, tensions again began to grow between the U.S. and Soviet Union. The Soviet Union feared that the United States still wanted to stop communism, and Americans were afraid that the Soviet Union wanted to try to take over the world. When the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan in 1979, the United States refused to renew the SALT Treaty, while both nations continued to develop nuclear weapons. Although attempts were made to slow down this arms race, neither nation was willing to stop while it felt the other still had the advantage. But by the mid-1980s, the United States and Soviet Union were ready to talk about slowing down the arms race. In 1979, the U.S. and Soviet Union signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force, or INF, Treaty. In this treaty, they agreed to destroy all land-based medium and short-range nuclear missiles within the next 3 years, and in 1988, the Soviet Union began withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The following year, countries such as Hungary, Poland, East Germany, and Czechoslovakia began establishing their own multi-party governments, and by 1990, most agreed that the Cold War had ended.
Discover that he really wasn't where it's at. After he took from you everything he could.
Now, here are some hints for the test. Next week, we will have a closed book test. However, you may use a dictionary during the test. Here are some things you should study. You should understand some of the main steps involved in the détente of the 1970s. Détente was a time during the Cold War when the United States and the Soviet Union tried to relax tensions between their countries, and you should know about important events such as the SALT Treaty and the hotline between the United States and Soviet Union. You should also understand the relationship that China had with the U.S. and Soviet Union during this time, and some steps that were taken to improve relations between China and the U.S. Finally, you should recall the change in the Soviet Union's and United States' relationship during the later parts of the Cold War, and why tensions rose between the countries. You should understand how the Soviet Union was afraid America would try to stop communism by force, and the United States was afraid the Soviet Union would try to take over more and more countries in order to gain power.
You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
In our bonus segment, we look at another notable result of the Cold War called the Space Race, as highlighted in Chapter 29. The Space Race was a rush to advance technology and be the country to put the first person on the moon. In the United States, this mission was named the Apollo Program. This race was often viewed as an attempt by the United States and Soviet Union to gain international fame and honor. However, it also was a way for each country to make technology that could be used to take pictures from space and launch nuclear missiles. This posed a security risk for each country if their opponent were to advance farther ahead, and motivated the United States and Soviet Union to put a lot of effort and money into this project. Finally, on July 16, 1969, the United States successfully launched the first manned aircraft to the moon, called the Apollo 11, with a crew of Neil Armstrong, Edward Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. That's all for this time on the American Culture Podcast. Thank you for listening, and good luck on the test.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.